You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Charmer of snakes, Fee-fi-fo-fum. He was a trainer of animals. She had the face of an angel, and she had a heart of a saint. He had the smile of a devil, and a heart as black as paint. He paid his addresses and begged for caresses, and that's what he finally got. Oh me, oh my, she learned to care a lot. No rattler could rip her, no python could nip her, for she was the last word in class. Sweet Flossy Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, who fell for a snake in the grass. She shunned all the geezers on flying trapezes and let all the acrobats pass. But Sweet Flossy Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, went boom for a snake in the grass. She didn't care for his rhinoceroses. She didn't care for his hippopotamuses. She flittered and fluttered at each word he uttered. The scoundrel had plenty of brass. But when they started kissing, the snake started hissing, for he was a snake in the grass. No boa constrictor had slapped her or kicked her, for she had them doped up with gas. But Sweet Flossy Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, was doped by a snake in the grass. The dwarfs and the giants cried out their defiance. They saw through her lover like glass. But Sweet Flossy Farmer, the lovely snake charmer, was nerd for a snake in the grass. She didn't care for his sea lionesses. And she didn't care for his kangaroos and mooses. Before she'd obey him, her salary pay him, the snakes overheard the poor lass. And it isn't surprising, they filled him with poison, for he was a snake in the grass.
Jerry after, Jerry after, wing.
Mother's lips and a twinkle in your daddy's eye. I love you then and I love you when you were a little tender sigh. When I was a babe in my mother's arms, I would wake up with a lonely cry. I cried for you, but they never knew. They thought it was my lullaby. I gave up every little toy I've played no game. I was a lonely little boy until you came. I waited for you, for I always knew I would meet you in the by and by. When you were a smile on your mother's lips and a twinkle in your daddy's eye. Lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, it's Radiola, and we have a show this week of some topical interest. Let's say it's a seasonal show. It refers to Dad or someone like him, whoever that may be, and that's the title, of course, or someone like him. Sometimes that guy works out better. You never know. We begin with Elsie Carlisle, Sweet Flossy Farmer, The Snake Charmer, 1935 on British Decca. Yes, that's there's always a snake in the grass or in the at least in the general proximity. Hal Kemp and his orchestra, Skinny Ennis, on Brunswick. When You Were a Smile on Your Mother's Lips and a Twinkle in Your Daddy's Eye from 1934, that was from the movie Dames, which I've seen recently, and it was reeling from the Breen office, and they didn't really know what to do. It was rather a dumb movie in many ways, but that was a cute song from it, and there were some other good songs in there, but They were trying not to show too much leg or anything. like that, or make the references too astringent. I don't know. It passed the censorship. This show may not. Willard Robeson with the Appana Troubadours under the direction of Sam Lennon, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And this is Radiola, and the censors have, if the NSA is listening, I hope they're enjoying this. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm sure I've got a file as long as your arm. Johnny Hamm's Kentucky Serenaders, 1925. Oh, say, can I see you tonight? Well, let the comedy begin.
Thank you. moments, those unhappy moments that I cost you. Please don't tell me that I've come back just to find I've lost you, lost you. I'm sorry, Sally, so sorry, Sally. What more is there to
Miff Mole and His Molars, 1929, that was an OK Test pressing, was not issued commercially in this country. until probably much later, but that was issued on Parlophone. But You Made Me Love You, 1929. That's a nice vinyl test pressing, and sounds about as good as you'd ever expect that to sound. You can't get a better sound than that out of that recording. Ray Miller and his orchestra, a little blasty at the beginning, but I like especially the guitar solo in there later on. Bob Nolan on the vocal, a rather sedate version of "I'm Sorry, Sally." I guess he was sorry. Who knows? That was from on Brunswick in 1928. Johnny Hamp's "Kentucky Serenaders" with a vocal chorus by some random strangers who walked in. "Oh, say, can I see you tonight?" 1925 on Victor. This is Radiola, and if you want this playlist or any other Radiola playlist, please visit Radiola blog, and you will find it. Just type it into your you can search it very easily. You may not want to use Google. You may have to find some other search engine. I don't know. I admit to being subversive, so that's all I can say. My thoughts are sometimes stated publicly, and I try not to do that too often, but when they come out, usually know when that happens. This might be one of those weeks. And I'm Andy Senior, and I've shut up already. Melville Gideon, 1928. Yes, everybody's talking about. I'm not a romantic, by the way. You probably have gathered that. Although I did modify this playlist today, I was going to make it a little more cynical than it was, so I tempered it just a hair. Ramona, 1928.
I wander out yonder o'er the hills, where the mountains high seem to kiss the sky. Someone is out yonder o'er the hills, waiting patiently, waiting just for me. Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn when I awake and find you gone. Ramona, I need you, I do. I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my love.
What's the use of wasting time hesitating or waiting for tomorrow? Say yes today. Last night I went to bed, got out of bed, sat on the bed. Something you said made me act that way. Last night things looked so bright, I turned out the light, sat up all night waiting so long for today.
I've got you near, so I can tell you, dear, your funny disposition almost drives me wild. I know that you can be so nice and sweet to me. You treat me just as though I'm a child. Each time I want a pet and think that I'm all set, you play so hard to get. Don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you'll never miss, but you don't want a kiss. Don't be like that, I don't know why, but you love to tease me. If you'll just try, you will find it easy to please me. We'd make a lovely pair if you would only care, but you're a frigid air. Don't be like that. I've got a brand new car, and when you're in my car, you say don't go too far. Now don't be like that. It's always been my fate, when things were going great, you say it's getting late. Now don't be like that. I wish I knew, if you really love me, the things you do make me think you don't think so much of me. We're in a quiet place, and I say, oh, let's embrace. You laugh right in my face. Now don't be like that. Get you on the phone, you say that you're not home. Don't be like that. Each time we pass a shop, you act just like a cop. Your traffic rule is stop. Don't be like that. And in a picture show, with all the lights turned low, you went and hollered, oh, don't be like that.
Seeger Ellis, 1928, Don't Be Like That. Oh, yes. And why not? Ruth Etting, Say Yes Today. That sounds good. New acquisitions, all three of these, actually, and Melville Gideon Ramona. There's, yes, romance. Romance is a come on, by the way. You know that, right? And this is Radiola. Don't Be Like That had a lot of great jazz guys. I think Tommy Dorsey was in there. A bunch of other ones. You know who they are. They can be found easily by looking things up, which I'm neglecting to do at the moment. This is Radiola, and we don't look everything up because why make it easy? I'm Andy Seger. Nothing in life should be that easy. There's just too much convenience, and you pay for that convenience. You don't have to pay for this show, but you get great music. And all the basic information is here if you wish to pursue a line of inquiry. Benny Kruger's Orchestra, and I don't know why I'm playing this, except that it fits. 1922, and there's a certain amount of bass in this recording. I don't know how they did that using an acoustic method, but you can really hear it down there. Kicky Koo, and somebody's kicking something. Emil Coleman and his Club Trocadero Orchestra, or he could have pronounced it Emil. Sometimes they do that. But whatever, however he pronounced his name, that was Tijuana, or Tijuana as it says also on the label, 1924. And that was played famously by the Wolverines on Janet. However, that's a different version, and I would never have associated Emil Coleman with playing particularly hot, although that record is not tepid. There's a certain amount of enjoyment put in there. I would kick it over into the jazz category, and that's probably as rare as you'll get for Emil Coleman. Jelly Roll Morton's Steamboat 4, and this is a record I do not own, although I own the CD that it has been reissued on. Mr. Jelly Roll, 1924, and yes, it sure is. Yes, that was on a very strange little label, Carnival, which nobody's ever seen, but there was a picture of it. But that was a very rare pressing from rare Jelly Roll Morton rarities on Jazz Oracle. And yes, I urge you to get that. There's some very unusual stuff on there. Benny Kruger's Orchestra, Kiki Koo, 1922. Brunswick somehow managed to get those bass notes in there. I don't know how they did, but you can really hear them, and it's somewhat astonishing to do so. Certainly the phonographs of the day couldn't reproduce that sound. So that's very interesting. There were a lot of other sounds they didn't catch listening through those with a steel needle and through those horns. You have to have an electric pickup to get all the stuff on there. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just I'm waiting for someone like him to show up. It may happen sooner or later. No, there he goes. he was here, but he left. And Dad or someone like him. Yes, well, maybe somebody like him. Princess Wadawasa, who was actually a performer by the name of Lucy Nicolar, was a Penobscot Indian from Maine, and made a career of doing Native American music, and her career lasted a very long time. Probably, she died 1969, and had been around a while. So she was at a long career. So this was from 1917, and this is and is accompanied by Thurlow Lawrence, who wrote or at least transcribed and adapted Waters of Minnetonka, and Hubert Small on the flute from 1917 on Victor, a Sioux Serenade.
Not long ago, as you well know, I think I'm jealous of you. But now I find that in my mind I hold a different view. I love the trees, the pretty birds and bees, because they all love you. I'll always love the moon above, because he loves you too. I love each flower at dawn in us, all fresh with fragrance.
Thank you.
Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, that's a Harry Reeser group. Frank Munn, 1925, that's pretty, I think that's pre-electric. Here in My Arms, that tune is very familiar for some reason. There must be something, there may have been another song that sounded like it, but that song just, it somehow it resonates with something else, and I can't quite think of what it was. But that was a rather rough copy. However, as I told somebody recently, we do the best we can with our material. If we try to do any better than that, we'd get a hernia. Nick Lucas on Brunswick in 1925. This is definitely acoustic and very nice. Because They All Love You. That's Tommy Maley, Little Jack Little tune, and I might even have it by them somewhere. But I do like that a lot. And Nick playing the guitar, of course. Princess Wadawaso, Thurlow Lawrence, and Hubert Small accompanying her on a Sioux Serenade on Victor in 1917. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I've made some adjustments to the playlist. A couple of years ago, I did a song, and I was going to put it in the playlist, one of my own compositions, and I said, no, that's just too dark. That's like telling kids there's no Santa Claus. And, of course, even if that be so, I'm sorry if you're hearing this for the first time. But, well, you know, I'll pay for your therapy if that's the case. But I figured I would go a little less cynical and a little more musical with the Manhattan Rhythm Kings and another selection which I was used to substitute the one that I had in. But here's the Manhattan Rhythm Kings, which consisted of, at the time, in 2005 when this was recorded, Brian Nalepka, Hal Shane, Mark Kessler, and accompanied by members of Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. So, and this, of course, is I Like to Do Things for You. So, here it is.
Thank you. mention that I'm a party who can give you attention.